Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orel Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Orel Hildebrand. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, JoJo White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Riber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Firpo Marbury. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Averill reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hildebrand scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Vozmak reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Frank Riber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riber hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis throws to second for 1, and Rogel throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Knickerbocker moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel strikes out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Geringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geringer. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Riber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riber is 0-for-1 in the game. Riber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0-for-1 in the game. Marbury strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Riber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Geringer bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Owen moves to second. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone is walked intentionally. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Owen scores. Stone moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Com moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-2 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Riber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riber is 0-for-2 in the game. Riber strikes out. One out. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0-for-2 in the game. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Geringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Geringer reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stone takes first base on ball 4. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. White takes first base on ball 4. Geringer moves to third. Stone moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rogle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Stone scores. White moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Frank Riber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riber is 0-for-3 in the game. Riber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Com moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Glenn Myatt pinch runs for Roy Spencer. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com scores. Myatt moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. George Uhel now pitching. Ray Hayworth now catching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myatt scores. Burnett moves to third. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayworth for a passed ball. Burnett scores. Porter moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-4 in the game. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Myatt now catching. Mel Harder now pitching. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Owen moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.